Welcome back to Anthem Sakai, where we're going to be talking about the rating system after this, but right now we're talking about an anime I think the entire anime community has been waiting for, is Kaiju number 8, and we'll get it started with Moto this time, because you've actually read the manga.
What?
So I want to know, how do you feel after waiting such a long time, because you've been waiting forever, and you know, Japanese, they love Godzilla, so Kaiju, let's go!
No, Japanese don't love Godzilla. They're scared of fucking Godzilla, you bitch.
They love Godzilla. Are you kidding me? They love movies. Godzilla.
I mean, movies.
I mean, yeah, obviously, Godzilla is not real. Like, what the hell? It's just a whole
what the fuck? Well, like, anyways.
Continue.
No, it's a great show, great story, beautiful, cinematic. You could tell the budget's much better than the other spring animes. Right off the bat, it starts off.
The budget is good.
It's a good. Yeah, the budget. That was good. My first reaction in the first 5 minutes. The budget is good. We get introduced to our new characters. I don't even remember the name, to be honest with you.
I think the girl name is Mina or Minya, or and the guy's name is something with I. No, the other guy's name is something with I. Shit, I forget his name.
Ishikawa or something. Yeah, we probably should have gotten the name.
Yeah, whatever.
But, you know, it just kind of sets the whole...
Mina the chick.
Mina. It's a chick,
Kafka is the guy.
Oh, Kafka, yeah.
Kafka.
Millennial is the guy with white hair.
So, he's definitely older than 27 because the girl is 27.
27. I think he's a couple...
No, because he said they moved the age up to 31, so he's younger.
32.
No, he's younger because he said they...
32.
31, I thought he said.
32, fam. 32. Watch your shit. I know you watched it twice. You should have known better. Fuck.
I didn't watch it twice yet. I didn't get a chance to.
Shame on you.
Honestly speaking, yeah. I'll say it wasn't twice worthy yet.
Yeah, I mean, it's a setup stage. We get to see the first kaiju come out, and then we get to see Mina, one of the main characters, just fucking completely wipe the floor with the kaiju, which was fun. Basic intro action that was pretty good. Yeah, her division, third division, yeah. She's a sniper. I don't know if that's a spoiler, but yeah, it's a sniping ability. And then, you know, you get introduced to the main character, Kefka, who is actually doing a cleaning duty.
Yeah, which is hilarious. That was hilarious.
Just like all anime main characters, right? Like, it's... He's got dreams, but he fucking... I guess he has the dream where he failed to achieve the dream, right?
Yeah.
He had the
skill set, except he didn't ace the exam.
Yeah, something fell. I don't even remember what fell. But yeah, he joining the cleaning crew, and he's the disgusting intestine cleaning service. Which...
Well, that's crazy, actually. I never thought about that.
It's an interesting concept, right? Like all these kaiju movies. If you do kill the kaiju, you gotta do something with it.
How does it go? Do you just wait for it to melt?
yeah. And they cut into the. And then there was a new recruit. I think that. Well, what's his name? Ishikawa,
something like that. Something. Yeah, some pretty boy.
Pretty boy of the show.
Leno Ishikawa.
Oh, Ishikawa. Okay.
Before we continue, did you guys get Attack on Titan vibe?
Not really, bro.
When he was about to fucking eat him, shit.
It was the march when they were walking past each other. I just felt like it was like a little Attack on Titan isk.
That was part of it. But when he was fucking about, bro, he was right there on the ground, and his teeth were coming, bro. The first time
The thing with me is, I was watching the episode, and the title said "The Man That Became a Kaiju." The whole time,
and
I was
what
like,
did our Eren Jaeger do? Eren Jaeger do? Become the first fucking Titan.
I'll tell you something. I never saw Eren Jaeger turning into a Titan. I didn't see it.
Watch it again.
It was in episode 5. Eren turned into Titan in episode 5.
So you're telling me this is not similar to Eren Jaeger?
No,
Eren was the first Titan we ever saw.
See, when Attack and Titan happened, I had no idea what the world of Attack and Titan was.
I'm not saying that. You've seen Attack on Titan completely. You should know what the story is about. The whole thing about him trying to eat him Bruh, that was straight up from Attack on Titan.
Again, I was too focused on when is he going to become a kaiju. Then Attack is a freaking masterpiece.
Y'all should have known. I've only seen it twice
from the beginning. I'm still confused why you see ALT. I never reacted with that.
Because he was about to get eaten with the mouth.
When the blonde hair guy was about to get eaten of, damn it, what's his fucking name? The one that got the giant.
Armin.
In the beginning. And Eren pulled him out with the teeth?
Yes, episode.
Bro, it's the same fucking thing.
Episode 3.
And who was the first Titan that we saw? Eren Jaeger.
The first Titan we saw was the Colossus Titan.
In our group.
After he kicked it, and then we saw the stepmother.
Let me finish. Who joined the human fight? Eren Jaeger. Who's going to join the kaiju fight? This cat.
I mean, that's obvious.
It's the fucking same thing.
I don't know. That's too much of a reach.
You guys are not watching it like I watched it.
Bro, then I can say it's like Techno Man.
What?
Techno Man.
The fuck is Techno Man?
Yeah, I'm disappointed you don't know this. It's the 80s anime.
Techno Man. Does he like go on the ground and does like techno music? What the fuck?
No. Techno Man is basically this alien race. This dude comes from space. He lands in Earth. They do experiment. He has the power to transform into this, like, you know, Gundam type, like robotic thing.
Well, I'm not a fan of Gundam. I'm not a fan of Gundam style anime.
It's mecha.
I'm not a fan of mecha anime.
Bro, you should see
86. The only one I like is Ultraman. Let's get back to this anime. Yeah, why not? Why not?
Okay. Anyways, but Kaiju number 8, yes, like Moto said, the budget was insane. Like, I really love the animation where it goes in a little like cartoon-like. Because when he was looking at him, he's like, yeah, he's smelling it. And then when he had to throw up, it's just like his whole face swelled up and then he swallowed it back in. Very cartoon and fluid. I enjoy that this anime knows it needs to take its silly parts, like, you know, in that direction, and a serious part in that. I honestly, the whole time watching, I was just like, when is he going to turn into kaiju? That's all I cared about. I really only cared about that. I feel like I have seen this type of buildup for a protagonist before. And the same thing of his counterpart. Again, I like the fact that they're older, like 27 and above and stuff. So it's going to be a much more adult type anime. But at the end, it was cool.
I wouldn't call it adult type movie. It is very action oriented.
Well, shonen is more for 14 to 16. Like, that's how it starts.
I mean, like, what I'm saying is, like, Hunter had darker seasons, probably. Even for
eventually, yeah. The first season wasn't that dark, but the Chimera arc was.
Well, that's basically the end of the anime.
That is not the end.
Shut the fuck up. It's not the end.
Until I see it, I won't believe it.
All right. I really enjoyed this anime. The music, the art style. We have seen shows like Pacific Rim, Kaijus, Godzillas. We never know what the fuck happened to all these kaijus. Who the fuck cleans it?
I love the fact
that they're showing every breakdown. This bone, this muscle. Oh, take care of the intestines. He's good at it. You know, I love the fact that they showed it because we never fucking know what happens. Oh, let's take a sample. Phenomenal. What a fucking good way of building it up. Because we don't know what the fuck happens, right? I've never seen an anime or a show that explains Pacific Rim had certain parts of it where they were trying to, like, get the brain out and all that. The movie, not the anime on Netflix. But we don't fucking know the breakdown. Oh, this is going to take about a week. You see the blood splattered all over the fucking city. What a fucking way of telling us that this is how you do it. I fucking loved it. I fucking loved everything about it. Even the whole idea of, like, I initially thought when I was watching the anime that this was the first sighting of a kaiju and the world is going to know what kaijus are, like Pacific Rim in the beginning. No. Because even Pacific Rim, we already know what's going on. Any other Godzilla movie or anything kaiju related, that, like, this is the first sighting. This is the first episode. No. These motherfuckers came in strong.
I mean, the whole divisions already exist, right?
So, the division three.
And then even recruiting and all that system is in place. Yep. So it's obviously it's you know, some time has passed since the initial kaiju.
And you could see that the world is relaxed about this. They're not panicking because, oh, who's on job? Division 3. All right, we're good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, the cleaners are like, oh, fuck Division 3. Right? Yeah. They're going to make
messy.
Right? The weapons were really cool. You know, the way they shot, I did not think it was going to be that smooth of a fight.
Mina got the little fucking tiger, man. That was dope.
I was impressed. I did not think this anime was going to be that good. It has funny gags. The whole idea of him teaching that kid Leno, Ichikawa, whatever the fuck his name is. Shit. He's doing intestine duty. Well, guess what? You're going to be smelling that duty, right? And he's looking at him. He's throwing up. He's like, oh, shit. I'm throwing up too.
Yeah.
Gags are amazing. Fight scenes were amazing. It was cliche when he told him to run. The whole idea.
Yeah.
His foot getting crushed. They show you blood. What?
I feel it feels more to his character. I know you call it cliche, but that's what a hero you want the hero to do.
Cliche.
I mean, you want the hero to do. You want the hero cliche. To be like, save yourself.
That's why, like, I hope, like, Gogo.
Superman does that shit.
Loser Ranger will go different direction.
Even my phone is saying cliche.
I haven't seen Gogo yet. I'm going to see that shit after this, but.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. That's what MC's supposed to do. But this guy, up until that point, was getting depressed that him and Mina had a goal in mind that they were both going to annihilate all the kaijus. Like Eren Yeager. Like Eren Yeager had a goal that we're going to kill all the fucking Titans. But
the whole AOT universe does not make sense.
Barbies. Nah, bitch, it's the same fucking story. Kiss my butt.
AOT.
Back to the point.
Universe makes no fucking sense.
Same fucking story. People that have watched AOT, it's the same fucking thing. We're gonna kill all the kaiju, and then you're gonna kill all the fucking Titans. Suck my dick. Back to the point. I fucking loved it. I think it's for me, it's a must-watch anime. The music, I usually don't even give a fuck about music, on point. The fight, on point. The blood, on point. The breakdown of where the kaijus go, on point. I fucking loved it. For first episode, solid 9.5. No complaints.
Wow.
Yeah, loved it.
Damn.
I loved it.
Damn. You went straight up to 9.5. That's a first. That's higher than Kingdom. That's higher than Kingdom. Holy shit.
Nah. Shut the fuck down. I love the fact. No. Shut the fuck down. I love the fact.
Yeah. No. Fuck you, man. You get Kingdom like a fucking 6 in the first episode. Like, it's going to be so much better later.
No. Well, Kingdom, I've seen what Kingdom gets to. Kingdom is like all-time great, right?
See, this is why I stopped rating. It's must watch. That's my rating. It's must watch. What's the
what
score
the
for my
fuck is a must watch? Go get that dildo out of your ass and fucking rate like normal humans. We have 3 people rating, and I'm like, it's a must watch. Are you
2
Donald
people
Trump?
Rating. 2 fucking people God. Rating. Must watch. Great show. Great story.
We only have 2 people rating at this given point. So the third one has the dildo up his ass.
The main character, I really enjoyed that. He is a unique main character. We haven't got this version of a main character yet in anime.
What do you mean?
It's not very common for old ass.
Yeah, he is an old ass beat up. He doesn't look handsome. He's not
like he's your age.
No, honestly speaking,
this is your age.
And I'll tell you something. See, even if he find like a scrawny, beat up, weak main character, they're usually younger. He's older, and he looks like the side person. The whole time I was watching, I was like, "Am I sure he is the main character?" Like it took me a long time to like accept him as the main character because it just we're not used to seeing a person like him. Then my next train of thought was. When is he going to turn into this? When is he going to become a kaiju?
Why would you even look forward
to that? The fucking title. It's a fucking title.
I read the title. I just enjoyed the show as it was. We saw the kaiju. We saw the breakdown. We saw how things were breaking down. Oh, when is he going to turn into kaiju? Bro, you were getting so much information from the beginning. From the beginning, they're telling you.
Again.
But you only look forward
attention.
to
again, that's the question I wanted to be answered, because that's the only thing I need to know how they do it. Now, let me get to that, okay? While watching this, I'm like, fuck, man, they're going to really do this at the end. It's really going to be like, not satisfaction, because when you see a transformation, especially when it has so much potential, you really want to see it for the first time, you want a good time to sink it in. Oh, wow. It was all going great, and I'm like, fuck, man, this is going to happen at the hospital. And it happened at the hospital. And when the thing came, it's like, found it. That was the only interesting part I found of that scene. I was just like, okay, this was clearly designed, and they were looking for him. What is that? Where is it coming from? Is that alien, or is that whatever? Make, that's a different thing. So when he turned into a thing, I was like, all right, this is pretty cool. And then they had the comedic scene. I enjoyed it, but again, I wish I got to see more of a transformation, and it felt rushed to me.
The transformation was secondary to me, to be honest. The episode was so bang on about everything. The comedy gag, the music, the fight scene, the Unit 3. It had so much backstory and information. The transformation was... And I love transformation. It was just secondary at that point.
So 9.5.
Better than Kingdom.
9 or 10 has yet to come. I can't rate it that high because those episodes aren't here yet. So
that's such a dumb fucking thing to say. You and Moto need to get that stick out of your ass and rate the fucking episode.
Okay, it's a must watch. Yes, it's a must watch. Just like Remonster, I think it's on the same terms. I did like it. It's a 9 for me. It's not a 9.5. I'm shocked. Your 9.5 is a fucking 12 now. So
I fucking loved it, bro. No, I loved it. My 9.5 cannot be a 12 because I rate lower than you fuckheads.
No, but that's why it's higher. Like you, if you gave Kingdom, which was a 7.5, a 10. Like, do the
You wanted me to rate an episode where they were like from three sides. No, I don't give a fuck.
Bro.
I have
you hated a different topic. Oh, that's shit. Different topic. You're hating on Kingdom now. No. You're hating on Kingdom now. Shit.
Yes. Kaiju number 8 is a must watch. We will all attest to it. It's living up to its name. Only one episode came out. Let's see what episode 2 is. Now she's on the hunt. She's on the hunt to find him now. So we'll be back next week.
Let me ask you a question before we take off. Let me ask you a question. Is it more hype than the first episode of
Chainsaw Man?
What was that show we were complaining about? Which one?
Which?
Remonster?
No. The first episode that came. It just ended.
Solo Leveling?
Oh, Solo Leveling.
No.
Better than Solo Leveling The first episode, the action didn't happen until second episode, right?
It doesn't matter. It's still not better than the first episode was kind of Chainsaw Man had the best opening in a long time. This would be second.
Ooh.
Chainsaw Man is number one. The first episode, number one of Chainsaw Man. That show was incredible.
Chainsaw Man was good. That was the first episode was fantastic in Chainsaw Man. But are you saying it's the best episode? Like out of all the shows?
No. One of the I think Attack still has that.
Yeah. I was gonna say Attack.
I said in a long time.
First episode was nothing. Them breaking the fucking wall.
His mom got eaten. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I know. Yes.
Oh, I don't remember that shit.
It's the first episode.
Bro, Attack had us fucking stabbing her heart from the first episode. I freaking loved it.
My mother got eaten, but all right.
So Attack is unanimously the best first episode of all time. But Chainsaw Man for the new generation had the best first episode, I think, in a long time, and this can be right behind it.
How about Demon Slayer first episode? What do you think?
Which one?
Demon Slayer.
No.
Demon Slayer first episode was really good.
Oh yeah, his mom and them died. His family died.
But remember Tomioka came and Don't apologize. Like, was that that doesn't do anything, right? Like, you gotta fight through it. The whole speech was
nice.
Harsh.
I remember saying this is a nice animation. I remember saying this is gonna be good. I remember being excited, but I still don't think. I think Kaiju was better. I think Kaiju was better. Ooh, yeah.
I don't know. I can't say that Kaiju was better.
Kaiju just better checks too. A lot of boxes.
Kaiju, oh, absolutely.
Go watch Demon Slayer first episode.
Demon Slayer twice. I watched it twice. I love Demon Slayer first season.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
But this one is better.
The reason why, it's rare for a strong female character, and I like the strong female character in this one. I like the ambition goals for them. I like the comedy, the new protagonist. I feel like I can relate to him more than any other anime character yet in terms of how close in depth we are in age and everything. Plus, the whole world, we love Godzilla, we love fucking monsters, and knowing that he has the power to that, being the good guy or being the vigilante, not accepted, all that shit, this has all the potential, more than Demon Slayer episode 1 did, to be honest. So I think this is after Chainsaw Man.
I agree. One thing I do want to say, people need to watch My Hero Academia again, man. What a fucking good show. What a fucking, the whole fight where Deku
I've seen it twice.
My Hero is good.
I think
watching it again, and there's so much that I missed, but I know I deviate, but My Hero Academia is...
Episode 1 was strong, but episode 2 was even better.
What season are you on?
What'd you say?
Episode 1 was good, but episode 2 was better. I think that's for what? My Hero. No,
what?
My Hero?
What?
Episode 2 is really a hit. That's when it really hits, right? Because that's when it hits. No, the first episode was good. But the second episode is when Deku actually talks with All Might and be like, can I become a hero?
And then
he goes back after and he's like, yes, you can be a hero. And that was a beautiful scene. Demon Slayer for me is still better than Chainsaw and Kaiju. The first episode. That speech was epic.
Demon is nice, but it's a very cliche anime for me.
No.
I love Demon Slayer.
hey, stop using that word. The first thing he wipes the whole family and Tomioka's first thing is like, stop apologizing. Like, literally the complete opposite of like, comforting people, like stop crying or whatever. What is that gonna do? Okay. If you wanna like get your sister back, like fucking fight for it. Like don't be a bitch. That's what he told us.
That, right? Like
name it. Go ahead. Yeah.
To me, it's fucking amazing.
Episode 1, he's begging the chick and he not a chick, it was a
Dororo first episode was insane too. There are other anime.
Oh, Dororo
the fucking guy with like no arms. Yeah, and that guy.
But yeah, but you didn't answer the question in regards to the speech that was Tomioka's saying. Like nothing of that similarity. I thought that was a pretty cool.
Kaiju is better. If I compare the two, I think Kaiju is better.
I think Kaiju more comedic. It's friendlier.
Both, man. It's more action wise too. It's good. Kaiju's action is fucking nice.
It is nice. It is. I think it's more modern for sure.
It. We all like it. It's a must watch. We're arguing about the same thing right now. So
who's your favorite spring?
What's
your favorite spring? Yeah. So far.
This one.
Yeah. What's your rating? It's hard for me to see.
The best spring right now was episode 1100 of One Piece. I should watch that shit 5 times. Better than Kaiju number 8.
I can't compare the two. What was the intro? What was the fucking number?
That was
when he goes, oh, pop.
All right, end it.
All right, peace out.
Peace. Thank you.